Hello, Misty Mejia here, CEO of Theater of Public Speaking, with this week's newsletter. Public speaking is the number one fear in the entire world, above death. Yes, you heard that right. That means if you are sharing your voice, you are conquering the one thing a majority of the 8 billion of us are most afraid of. That means you are incredibly brave. Anxiety is normal and can even help us be productive. However, if you find yourself getting anticipatory anxiety weeks in advance, you may be crippling your own productivity while also affecting your health. This preemptive nervousness can also be a sign of severe anxiety, which can prompt trouble sleeping, headaches, chronic pain, and depression. So let's chat about ways to prevent this anxiety from building up. The first step is to answer, what if? Avoiding your fearful thoughts can give them power. The solution? Confront them head on. Realistically, answer all of the possible what if scenarios and explore how it would feel to be in each possible scenario. The negative and positive. Brainstorming how you might tackle each situation will help you move through what is reality and what is not. Next, focus on what you can control. Intense anxiety can feel paralyzing, preventing you from thinking clearly as your brain searches for ways it can predict and control the future. Focusing on what you can control in the present is the key to trying to ground your thoughts. Your actions today, tomorrow, or this week will affect the future you. Focus on what you can take care of now. Finally, look for the evidence. It is easy in human nature to assume your thoughts are true. While they shape our realities, they may not always reflect reality. So look to see if there's any evidence to support your anxious thoughts. You'll find this is harder than you think. It is very difficult to find evidence around our assumptions of the future. The best part? It hasn't happened yet, meaning you can change those assumptions. Oddly, for most of us, we have built habits of worry and anxiety. Part of breaking that pattern is shifting into positive habits. Brené Brown likes to ask these questions to jumpstart that process. Is the worrying helping or hurting? Do I have enough data to freak out? And if I do have enough data to freak out, will that be helpful to me? As you initiate the process of rewiring those anxious thoughts, remind yourself, confronting your anxiety alone is an act of courage. Speaking up and owning your message alone is an act of bravery. Darling, you are already daring just by being you. And what a beautiful thing to be. So much love. I'll talk to you next time.